Last week there was that woman from Samaria who had no name. And Jesus promised her that she would see. Today there is a man, also nameless, who was standing in front of Jesus but did not see him. He was blind. And if you will pardon a too obvious pun, I suppose you could say that our scriptures today are real eye-openers. My friends, I'm sure that most of you here are familiar with the story of Helen Keller. Helen Keller was two when she contracted a serious illness that left her blind and deaf. A woman by the name of Annie Sullivan was hired to teach her. When Helen was seven, thanks to Annie, Helen had the breakthrough that probably shaped the rest of her life. On this occasion, Annie took Helen to a faucet, and as the water flowed into Helen's hands, Annie signed the word water over and over again. The child was able to make the association between the word and reality. And that moment opened to Helen and freed her from the darkness and the silent world she had inhabited. Helen's breakthrough at the water faucet was just the first in a series of breakthroughs for her and through her for us. The story of this brave woman is similar to the story of the blind man we hear about in today's gospel. As Jesus walks along, he catches sight of a man who has never enjoyed the gift of sight. Suddenly, Jesus spits on the ground and from the dust of the earth makes a mud paste with his saliva and smears it over the blind man's eyes. Just like the Lord God in the garden, who formed the human creature from the clay of the ground and breathed life into him, so does Jesus. Jesus' action is a vivid image of someone who shares his very being, who gives of himself to bring life to another. Perhaps John, the gospel writer, wants us to understand Jesus as carrying forward the work of the Father. Jesus then sends the man off to the pool of Siloam to wash his eyes. And the man comes back able to see. He not only saw Jesus, he saw everything. By the end of the story, and as light dawns, the man began to see spiritually too, even to the point of believing in Jesus, the one who actually gave him the gift of sight. But the Pharisees refused to be taken in by the joy of this man seeing for the first time. Seeing the faces of his parents, the village where he lived, the trees, the animals, the birds, the flowers, the sun. The Pharisees are so blinded by Sabbath law that they fail to see the blind man's sight for the gift it was, and thus fail to recognize the light of the one who had healed him. So the Pharisees try to convince the man what happened to him wasn't really good, that he should be leery and suspicious of it, and even reject it. And I suppose it would have been really easy for the man to have agreed with the Pharisees because he couldn't even give a coherent, convincing defense of what had happened to him. Nor did he even try. Nor did he ask anyone else to do so, not even his parents. The man refused to be intimidated into going over to the Pharisees' side against Jesus. The man simply knew that whatever had happened to him was good. For him, Jesus didn't need to be explained or defended. He only needed to be trusted. And because the man trusted, his life was changed. He He was freed from what had been and began to live in the light. Brothers and sisters, the darkness of the man born blind is really just a symbol of the darkness that can at times surround us and into which we can stumble. The light of the new vision given to the man is for us a symbol of the light that can change or renew our world. A lot of times we are like the blind, wandering around in a world whose beauty we can't see, clouded by much sin and corruption. But, my friends, Jesus allows us to see. And what is it that we see? We see the light of Christ. We see the heavenly kingdom reflected on the earth. We see our sins and failings for what they are. We see the beauty of God's word. We see the things as they really are. And like the blind man, enabled to see Jesus for who he is, truly is, our Messiah, our Savior, our light, our way to God. And the light does indeed make us new. When the man came back from the pool of Siloam, some of his neighbors didn't even recognize him. The light, brothers and sisters, changes our lives and changes us. We aren't the same once we've moved into the truth, which is the light. Old patterns, old attitudes, old ways of relating to those around us change. My friends, our faith, our embracing of the Spirit of God demands that we see beyond appearances and superficialities and look deeper to discover the timeless and profound truths of the human heart. To see the world in the light of Christ empowers us to recreate our world, to shatter the darkness of injustice and hate with the light of justice and compassion. As people of faith, we can't live in the darkness, blinded to the expressions of goodness, unable to enjoy that another human being is able to see. As in the first reading from Samuel, we are admonished not to judge from appearance or looks or from lofty stature, because the Lord with strong light looks into the heart. And then Paul in the second reading today certainly knew darkness and blindness. In his dramatic conversion, Paul couldn't see for 3 days. And he reminds us that in the past, we all suffered some form of blindness, that we all once lived in some degree of darkness. But now that we have faith in Jesus, this no longer need be the case. So he urges us to live as children of light, for light produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth. Brothers and sisters, with the elect and candidates, we are called in this Lenten period of purification and enlightenment to make a choice. Will we choose light and all the responsibilities that accompany it? Or will we remain in the darkness of our narrow-mindedness, our insulated lives, and our biases? Are we ready to get up and wash in the waters that we may see? My friends, as we continue the days of Lent, may we have the courage to look into our own hearts and ask the Lord to purify our eyes so that we also become light in the midst of darkness. In these final weeks of Lent, let us pray to be open to what God has to give, to let God touch us and flood our lives with light. Let us pray that all of us get glimpses of light and come to the celebration of the resurrection with full sight, bathed in that shining light of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.